O Lord, who didst give to thy handmaid Elizabeth the prerogative of establishing peace, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It very often happens that the saint or the lesson of the saint of the day seems to match current events, which is not to be surprised at because, of course, there is nothing new under the sun. So today they're talking about those who make up the news and report it. They're talking about maybe the possibility of race wars and maybe civil war or martial law or things like that. The kind of treats that the rulers have in store for the subjects in the summers in America. But today is a wonderful saint of peace, Saint Elizabeth of Portugal. She's not too well known, but her entire life was a tissue of peacemaking. She was the niece, the grand niece of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, and shared with her the wonderful rose miracle, the bread turned into roses, lest a jealous and a cheap husband should see her charity to the poor. She was, on the occasion of her birth, a peacemaker between her father and her grandfather. Only since she came from royal blood, when her family didn't get along, they actually had wars by means of settling it. Today, at least in the family, it's not quite so severe as that, as a rule. Well, in due time, she was given in marriage to King Denis of Portugal, and he was a typical king. He was not a bad king, really, and he was certainly a Catholic, but he was extremely immoral to a high degree, because in the Old Testament as well as in church history, that was always considered as a prerogative of kings. Now, what Elizabeth did in the face of that was nothing less than saint-worthy. It was extraordinary how she was able eventually to win the day, to win her husband away from a life of infidelity, to a life of chastity, and to make a good death. For years, she bit her tongue. She humbled herself, a bit as St. Jane de Chantal did with her father-in-law. She raised and loved as her own the children of her rivals at the royal court. You can imagine the humiliation that would have entailed for her, but she thought nothing of herself. She thought only of the making of peace as much as she possibly could. And she was successful in that. In fact, she died making peace between two of her sons who, in the hot summer, were having a war. And she inserted herself on the battlefield between the two sides. And she made them give up the battle. But that was too much for her. And she died. So from birth to death, and during a long and a very difficult married life, she was a wondrous peacemaker. And in so doing, think how many souls she saved, as well as all of her other good deeds, her works of charity to the church and to the poor in particular. But she is also for us, little flock who's come here this evening on a hot summer's night in July, a wondrous saint of the power of daily mass. She, of course, heard one or more masses every day, and she recited to the Divine Office as well. And there's a wonderful miracle that was worked to favor all of the blessings that come when you do assist at daily mass. You may perhaps know the tale. Preachers tell it from time to time. It's the story of the king who, unfaithful as he was nevertheless insanely jealous. And he had heard some sort of a rumor or an accusation against one of the young pages at the court in connection with his wife, the queen, and he believed it. And he instructed the lime kiln operator that the first royal page who came with a message from the king in the morning, he was to seize and cast into the furnace. Well, then he announced to the page in question that he was to report first thing in the morning to the lime kiln, and this was the man. Then he gave a message to the to the furnace operator. Well, that morning, the page heard the bell for Mass, and it was his custom to go to daily Mass. And even though he had an order from the king, he went to take care of the King of Kings first. And he was delayed. The insanely jealous king couldn't bear the wait any longer, and he sent a second page to see what had happened. Now, the second page was the very one who had made the false and the malicious accusation against the virtuous young man. The furnace operator, thinking he was obeying the king's precise orders, seized the young calumniator and cast him into the lime kiln instead. So the hearing of Mass saved an innocent life, the virtue and the reputation of the queen, and at the same time brought its swift punishment to someone who was guilty of the terrible mortal sin of calumny. A wonderful lesson for us of the virtue of the Mass. Sometimes we forget that the Mass brings us temporal blessings and procession and protections as well as spiritual. In any case, remember, the great work of the Mass is the making of peace, peace between heaven and earth, and peace perforce, necessarily, amongst all of the peoples here upon earth. But the less Masses there are, certainly, the more wars and disturbances there will be. Let us love our Mass and realize that each Mass is of infinite power for the way of bringing peace to every possible deserved heart or soul or family or country or world. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.